Next item is subdivision 2004-35 McRyan Properties LLC, Crescent Shores, amended conditions.
This item was deferred at the October 25th meeting to allow Mr. Burton an opportunity to visit the site. The developers are ready to turn the project over to the homeowners association, and they were requesting that they not be required to plant the buffer adjacent to the stormwater management area, and they would like to remove the tot lot from the site. The tot lot was not a condition of approval. It was proffered on the final record plan. The homeowners association has written a letter stating that they request that the items be eliminated due to extra maintenance costs and liability concerns. And out of the 38 lots, 24 property owners have agreed to their three conditions be amended.
What about the others?
What are the other ones saying? Yeah. They're just not being asked, or they're
not. I don't know. There may be property owners there, but there's not that many houses. They could be all vacant lots.
I was gonna say, they just, yeah.
Crescent Shores is what, third developed, probably? Maybe. I'm just. Been a while since another, but about third.
The buffers around the stormwater management pond is something that we require now. Planted buffers.
No, right. True.
Well, we do now.
We do now.
Then we did not. But I, you know, it's all right.
Hot lot wasn't.
We didn't ask them to do it, so if they don't want to now, and they've got 24 of them, we'll say that.
The location where the top lot was located, it was labeled as open area, so it would stay as open area. They can't
right, get they just rid- squared they it off.
They can't, inside. They can't get rid of that, no.
Yeah, it's a 1.36 acre track with a 30 by 40 rectangle sitting there. It doesn't make any improvements as far as gym, swing sets, just shows right. a just square, and you assume it's the same off.
Okay.
That's all it could be.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend the buffer area shown in the final site plan for subdivision 2004-35 for McRyan Properties, LLC, for the Crescent Shores development, so that no more plantings are required and that the area adjacent to the stormwater management pond does not need to be planted. More than 67% of the property owners have consented to this revision. Also, this subdivision was approved prior to Ordinance 1984, which modified the buffer requirements, so there were different standards that apply to it at that time. This modification of the buffer is consistent with the county's buffer policy in place at the time the subdivision was approved. I move that we approve the applicant's request to delete the tot lot. At the same time, this is an amenity to families in the development, so while the tot lot may be deleted, the area where it was to be located must be cleared and maintained as usable open space for families within the development.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the amended conditions for subdivision 2004-35 McRyan Properties LLC Crescent Shores for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.